Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
So she's going back to work Monday after being on maternity leave, and this is my girlfriend. I call her Twitter Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
But she texted me, and she said, "What pop does Rob drink, and what floor are you on?" I said, "He drinks Pepsi, fourth floor." And then she sent me a screenshot of something being delivered, and she said, "Boom."
Okay, so let's little kind of preset for people who weren't listening to the show earlier today. Mm-hmm. I had a just kind of a meltdown crisis moment where it came to my attention. No one had informed me of this, but the vending machine, and we've had a long love-hate relationship with the vending machines in this building, that the vending machine that housed the soda had disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like, it was gone. And I then went on a quest to try to find where it had been moved to. And then sweet Steven, who runs the front desk, told me, "No, they're all gone. There is not a single solitary vending machine in this 7-story building," which has to be some sort of human rights violation.
Sure.
The UN.
Right.
You know, probably needs to investigate this. The Council on Human Rights needs to do an investigation. I can't believe OSHA is not just parading men in hard hats through this building to find other acts against humanity. But for the moment, that doesn't do me any good. I can't get to the 7th floor anymore. They cut off our access to that when Smullyan sold the company. So I can't try to badger that sweet lady up there who used to sell me reasonably priced pop. Mm-hmm. And so I was just basically stuck here being a miserable SOB for the remainder of the show.
Yeah.
And then sweet Courtney, I'm holding this up on the YouTube mm-hmm. feed for everyone to see, sent me, Casey.
Yeah.
A bag.
Yeah.
A delivered bag to the front desk of the little Pepsis.
Yeah.
What size are those? What are they?
Was a 20-ouncer?
Yeah, 20-ounce. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yes. And so I now have, for the next several days,
oh, bless you,
20,
Courtney.
20-ounce Pepsi. So mm-hmm. for the next at least 4 days, Casey.
I know. You'll be in a good mood.
You're going to have a pleasant working environment, and that is all thanks.
She felt my pain and was like, "I need to help a girlfriend out," so that her working, because when your working environment is disturbed, that really means my working environment is disturbed.
And we've been through this numerous times. Like, I am... And Kevin and I were talking about this before the show. Like, compared to the work Carl has to do for Tony or Allison has to do for Hammer and Nigel, we ask nothing of Kevin. Kevin is just stealing money from Urban One
pretty
at
much.
This point.
Yeah. It's like he works for the government.
However, I am a pretty neurotic person in the sense of I don't like my stuff. Like, I need my stuff to be mm-hmm. where my stuff is. Mm-hmm. And then when the stuff is not working or operating, like yesterday, we had a little equipment malfunction mm-hmm. and Casey was trying to help. And I wasn't the most pleasant person in terms of her trying to help, because somebody was an inconsiderate jerk and didn't put the thing back where it was supposed to be. And then I just spiral in my own way mm-hmm. and I need like 20 minutes to unspiral myself. And it just and we were behind the whole day because of that. That is my one mm-hmm. major issue is when stuff is not where it's supposed to be. It really, really, really bothers me. And that vending machine no longer being in place and someone not notifying me that the vending machine was not in place.
You were counting on it.
It was disruptive of my entire day. Mm-hmm. However, I could just not be a lazy ass and bring my own sodas in.
Right.
However, now I don't have to do that.
I know, because of Courtney.
And here's the
most. She's amazing.
I have priced soda here recently, and she didn't even, and I would have been fine with it if she'd have gotten like, it's the Walmart cola. Right. That Pepsi, there's like $93 in Pepsis in that bag.
She went all out.
So to Courtney, our very fabulous listener and Casey's bestest, oldest friend, I can't thank you enough for this.
I just just want you to realize what you've done, because I started this by saying she's going back to work after being on maternity
leave. Oh, I wasn't even listening to you. Is that what you said?
She's facing the high cost of child care now.
Absolutely.
Dipped into that savings to make sure you had a damn Pepsi.
That's a sacrifice.
Right?
Now, that's one way to look at it. Here's the other way to look at it, okay? Here's the other way to look at it.
Please, how else are we looking at this?
We provide so much joy and love and entertainment and happiness.
Yeah.
Just take away the great political insights that people aren't going to get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this every single day, basically out of the goodness of our hearts.
I thought we did it for our paycheck, because that's what they hired
us
for.
Also maybe that.
Sure.
But let's face it. And while we're eternally grateful to listener Courtney for doing this, she's really still getting a hell of a deal.
You know she's going to call in this favor.
She's getting me performing at a very high level for the next several days. And she's really just, she's really just invested in herself, Casey.
Right. Like I said, she's going to call in that favor sometime. Rob, I need you to do this for me. I brought you Pepsis in your time of need.
Yeah, she felt the love that you spread on the air.
Exactly.
It's like a transfer.
Oh, totally.
Love.
Yes. Well, we owe this moment of rainbows and happiness to Courtney. So thank you for being so loyal
to us.
Can
we talk about this? And it was totally worth it. But can we talk about when we come back how old Melania Trump is?
Yeah. You think she's old?
Well, no. How old she is.
Okay.
Like, not as in she is ancient. Also, real quick before we go. What do I do with these Pepsis? Because I guarantee
you...
I know,
you can't trust those in the fridge.
If I leave them...
Yeah. You're going to have to take them home with you today and be responsible to either not drink them all weekend or bring
That's
them back.
Well, don't Hammer and Nigel have like a mini fridge?
Do, but then I'd have to wait until I get into their... Because they don't get here until whatever it is, 10:30
or
whatever.
And they lock their doors.
They might use it to mix their drinks, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them either.
Yeah, you might have to be responsible for yourself this
Here's
time,
Here's the
Rob.
Thing, though. Maybe I could leave them in my office. And then I could just freeze them when I get to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's maybe what I'll do.
All right.
We'll figure it out. Thanks, Courtney.